This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
Greetings and blessings from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I am Reverend Eugene Stevenson, pastor of the New Jerusalem Baptist Church in Alexandria, Louisiana, and New Beulah Baptist Church in Forest, Louisiana.
The Word of God, Mark 16:16 says, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. And he that believeth not shall be damned." Listen to a gospel message already in progress.
We're at 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 6. If you have it, say amen. I'm now ready to be off. The time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give to me in that day. There's quotation mark, and then it said a conjunction starts off and saying, not only me only, but unto all them that love his appearance. Drop down, he says, do thyself diligently come shortly unto me. For Damas has forsaken me, teaching, having loved this present world, and is departed unto Thessalonica, Grecians, Galatia, Titus, and Cipriana, Dalmatia. And Luke is with me. Take Mark and bring him with me, for he is profitable to me for the ministry. Let's drop down. At 13 says, the cloak that I left at Troas, when thou comest, bring with thee, and the books, but especially the parchments. Alexander the coppersmith did me much evil. The Lord reward him according to his works, for whom he got aware also, for he had greatly withstood our word. 16:7, at first no man answered, stood with me. 16:7, but all men forsook me. I pray God that it may not be laid to their charge. 17:7, notwithstanding, the Lord stood with me and strengthened me, that by me the preaching might be fully known, and that all the Gentiles might hear, and I was delivered out of the mouth of the lion. And the Lord shall deliver me from every evil work, and will preserve me unto his heavenly kingdom, to whom be the glory forever and ever. Amen. Tell yourself, I'm fine. That's just a restruck from yesterday, Miss Compton. I know you heard it yesterday. Some of the ones that's here over there. I'm fine. I'm fine. On this Christian journey, we're going to have to fight. Not with your fists. That's the wrong way to fight. You're going to have to fight with the spirit that God has placed in us. The word of God. Amen. Sometimes the road gets tough. Sometimes friends are few. When mother and father don't want to have nothing to do with you. I'm talking about fighting now. And the closer you get to the Lord, the more hell the devil gonna throw at you. I don't care how sanctified you is or how much word Satan is going to knock on your door every now and then. And every now and then, you're going to have to speak the word of God, say, it is written. Man shall not live by bread alone. It is written, I'm going to bless the Lord in all times. His praise shall continue to be in my mouth. You got to say, it is written, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadows of the Almighty. You got to say, 1,000 shall fall at their side and 10,000 at their right hand, but it should not come nigh thee. You got to speak the word back to him and say, Lord, thou hast been my dwelling place from everlasting to everlasting. Lord, you said in your word, the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. He making me to lie down in green pasture. Yea, though I walk through the valleys of the shadows of death, I will fear no evil. And God now says, surely, goodness and mercy, you got to feed the word back to the devil, because the devil knew the word more than you. Don't you forget that Lucifer was his name, and he was in heaven, and everything God did, he would let Lucifer know about it, because that was his right hand. Amen. No matter how you look at it, they still communicate one to another. Well, how do you say that, Eugene? Well, in Job chapter 1 and 2, Eugene, the Bible said the sons of God came to present themselves, and Satan came also. And the Lord looked on the high, looked down, and asked him a question, and said, whence comes down? And he said, from going to and fro, up and down the earth, seeking whom I may devour. And they had a conversation, and then the Bible said, he went on to say, have thou considered my servant Job, an upright man? He said, yeah, I could have got him, but you got to hedge about him. So that lets you know that the devil is communicating, trying to find fault with us every day of our lives.
Amen.
Here's the Apostle Paul. He's in a Roman jail. And you have to notice something now. The old folks say, what goes around, it comes around. Whatever you do evil, evil gonna follow you back. It may not be today or tomorrow. If you try to hurt somebody, guess what? Somebody will try to hurt you. I don't care how you look at it. What goes around comes around. The Apostle Paul used to cut people's heads out. Even though he's a preacher for God now, but guess what? He's waiting on Nimrod's chopping block so his head can get cut off.
All right.
Not saying he ain't saved. He got the gift of the Holy Ghost. He can speak all kind of languages. He can quote scriptures. He can preach with power. He can do a lot of things, Miss Compton. But one thing about it, he's in jail now.
All right. And
he's obedient unto his Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He's in chains, but this man could break those chains if he wanted to. I believe he would. He could break those chains if he just wanted to. Amen.
Amen.
And now in this fourth chapter, my good friend Matt, I'm glad to see him. Been praying for you, Matt. Intercede. You know, prayer, my grandmother used to go in the closet. And she would say, now, y'all sit down somewhere. And she'd tell me and Ryan, sit down somewhere. They wouldn't just tell us 2-3 times before all of those. One time they would tell us, sit down. The Lord is doing his work. And it'd be thunder and lightning, Mac, and they'll go in the closet and they'll strike up a song saying, I know the Lord, he heard my cry. He pitied my ever groan. And they'll start singing, me. I stepped in the water and the water was, then see, before she started praying, Brother A, the mama and them will start singing songs. They're trying to worship the praise to God. It don't be a lot of people. It just be 2-3 people at 14 watch on speed back in the 70s. But they would know how to praise God so God could, so they could get God's attention. Sooner or later, man, after a while, here come Miss Mamie Carter will come around and call. Here come Miss Jamie Mae Chu, they'll come around and call. And after a while, they get the singing song as I'm saying. And then somebody starts striking a song and they'll start praising God, saying, praises is what I do. Precious Lord, take my hand.
Lead me on. Let's not stand. Y'all remember that song? Y'all remember that song, Precious Lord? I'm climbing up the ladder. Y'all remember that song? Then I remember sometimes we have to have that, but we didn't have no sermon act, but they'll start saying the blood of Jesus that gives me strength from day to day. It will never lose its power. The blood of Jesus that washes me white as snow. Even though I'm doing some things I ain't got no business, but the blood of Jesus will cleanse my soul. The Apostle Paul here. Look in the text. Look in the text. Look in the text. Look in the text. The Apostle Paul hasn't done great things.
Yeah.
And he is in a Roman jail. And he's giving instructions to Timothy, because Timothy was a young preacher. Amen.
Amen.
And Timothy was kind of scared of the people in church that had been there a long time. And the Apostle Paul begins to encourage them and say, I remember when you was a little boy that your grandmama and your mother would bring you to church, Lois and Eunice. I saw that gift in you when you was little, but now you have got some up, grown up a little bit now, and you're ready for the ministry. And he writing and penning, and he said, make foolproof of that ministry. In other words, don't just get up there and say some babbling word, but if you're getting up there to preach, try to live it on money. And he said, now, I want you to know something. I'm going to give you some instruction. I want you to be fervent. I want you to preach the word in season and out of season, because perilous times have come.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's what he's telling. That's what he's telling Timothy. And then not only he said that, but he's saying to Timothy, I want you to know one thing, that I'm on my way to help. I'm on my way up here called Golgotha. But I want you to know something. John Mark, he deserted us when we was up. See, one thing about Paul, when he did find the Lord, he was real with him. He didn't know Jesus at first, but when he found him on the road to Damascus, the Bible said that, come here, Acts chapter 9, the Bible said, man, that the sun was out. Good God Almighty. Can you imagine that? The sun was out that day, but another light brighter than the sun. Good God Almighty. How you feel if you going on down Jones Street and you see a light brighter than the sun that knocks you off your way? You would never forget that, way. And that's the way Saul was. His name was Saul. The Bible said that back that train of, y'all remember that song, back train? Back train. You gotta get your, don't get too late. Al Green was singing too. Y'all remember that? I know y'all know that. Come on, man. I'm sorry. We can have a little fun here, ain't we? They had 43. They had 43 on 8 last night, didn't they? Have a little fun. Sometimes we used to stay on the dance floor all night long, didn't we? I don't know, I'm talking to somebody here. See, the young folks don't remember that, the cave. Yeah, the cave. That's what was happening, boy, at the cave. You'd be getting off work, you'd be rushing to get off work and come and go to the cave. Get my drink on, smoke my cigarettes. And Bobby Blue Bland be in that plane. Y'all remember that? Y'all remember Bobby Blue Bland? Huh? Yeah. Cheating in the next room. Making plans to be talking soft, you know.
Hallelujah.
Y'all remember that? Come on now, I'm gonna go up Joe Simon. Oh, he's just choking town. Make me wanna I'm not holding it down now. Y'all don't mind. You ain't either. Because when them songs come on the radio now, you're tuning in. Well, that was a song, wasn't it? Trying to love too? Ain't easy to do. No, he said it ain't easy to do. Johnny Taylor. I ain't gonna bump no more with no big fat woman. She done hurt my hips. She done knocked me down. I ain't gonna bump no more. Give me the light, ain't it? This was a good old day. That's what I'm trying to tell you. These days now, these children want to whoop you and kill you and everything else. But you see, they put pride back in the student union. They put pride back in there. Boy, yeah, you pray out of front. Yeah. You should have took it out of the first place. What you crazy say? So many, some people so smart, they stupid.
That's true.
Yeah. The Apostle Paul, back to the text. I'm fighting. You know, it's an everyday walk with us. We got to fight with something. And I don't care what you say. Every time you're trying to do something constructive, here come the devil with some old mess. The devil don't come to you.
Oh, yes.
I'm doing it, brother. He don't come to you. He knocked on my door. Yeah, he knocked on my door. I ain't exempt. Satan don't care who he coming. He's coming at you full force. That's all you got to say. I'm fighting a good fight. I'm keeping the faith. I'm doing affliction. The Bible say you got to press your way every now and then. You got to say, Lord, I know it's hard times, and I know the devil's in my house, and I know my children are acting a fool, and I'm going astray. I know my sisters and brothers are talking about, but Lord, I'm going to lift my eye unto the hill. That devil don't care about nobody. Don't you play with him. Because if you let him ride, he'll drive. And the Apostle Paul in Timothy chapter 4, he began to tell Timothy, I'm fighting out of fault of good fight. I know I'm waiting on Nimrod's chopping block for my head to be cut off. And I'm in this prison, and the prison I'm in is cold, and it's damp weather. And I might get sick, and things of that nature, cold might come in my body. But I'm doing it for the Lord because I'm sold out for Jesus. I done been shipwrecked. I done been left for dead. Blood came streaming down in Acts chapter 14 and 27 when he said, through much trials and tribulation must we suffer for the kingdom of God. I've not only been shipwrecked, I done been cussed out. I done been almost slapped upside the head. But every time I get ready to get in those situations, the Lord will speak to me and say, I got plenty of people in this city. Just like you testified of me in Jerusalem, Paul, you're going to. See, Roman Augustine, let me tell you something. And I'm on the radio and I'm not talking about nobody. I said this one, I'm bold to say it again. You better cut that foolishness out to my sprinkle. Stop out going to the priesthood, confess your sorrow and all that. Man, you better get out that foolishness. Because Jesus told the woman at the well, man, he said, that will come a time. He said, but for one thing, I want you to know that God is a spirit.
Yes.
And they that worship him must worship him in spirit. Well, I need to go tell Kenny Massian for.
Amen.
She's my wife. I love her. But what I need?
Good.
And I ain't picking on her, but what I need to go to another man for?
It's
in the word. Jesus said, come unto me, all you that labor and heavy laden. That's in Matthew 11:28. And I'll give you rest. 29 say, take my yoke up on me and learn of me. So what I need to go to the priest for? When his household ain't in order.
All right now.
All have sinned and come short of the glory of Christ. Well, let's be technical about it some more, man. Let's go to the Beatitude. In Matthew chapter 7, Sister Diana said, many shall say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, didn't I be prophesied? Didn't I we do many works? And the Bible says wonderful works. He said, yeah, you did all that. But he said, I'm trying to say, depart from me, ye workers of iniquity. See, I don't want my teaching to be like Balaam's teaching. I don't want my teaching to be just going no further than that. I want to teach the word of God like it's written down in the book. The book says baptize. I don't know where it says sprinkle at. Show me that. Show me that. That's foolishness. I'm trying to get to heaven. And I want to know the right way. Now, if you think I'm lying, do like they did in Acts chapter 17 and verse 10. The people of Beirut searched the scriptures to see what Paul and Barnabas was talking about. Search the scriptures. I'll give them to you. It's in there. The Bible says Nicodemus came to Jesus by night. Did you come out night? And Nicodemus said, I watched you. I know that you just made water wine the other day, last Saturday. And you saved the best for last. I know couldn't nobody do that except God be with you. I want to teach you to know. And let me tell you something, he was a rich man too. So that lets you know you can't take your money where he prepared a place for us. Only you can take is what he put in you. That soul. Is your soul anchored in the Lord? Is your soul going to go back with the Lord? If your soul is anchored in the Lord, if you're unsure about it, make yourself sure today, because tomorrow is not promised to you or me. I'm talking my soul now. See, when they stretched out Billy up here yesterday, people came before. I told them, ain't nothing I can say to help or hurt them. The books is closed. But John said, I saw another book. Yeah, that's the book of Lamb of Life. Is your name written down in that?
Right now. Right.
The book said your words. It'll follow you not only to the grave, but beyond the grave. Because Revelation 13:14 says, blessed are the dead that die in the Lord, that they may rest from their labor, and their works shall follow. Go read Revelation 13:14. That's what it said. It's in there. If you ain't told what I is in there. The Apostle Paul, he began Stevenson to tell instruction for a young preacher. And let me tell you something about this young preacher. He didn't get ahead of Timothy. He didn't talk about Timothy. Timothy didn't talk about him. Because he knew that this preacher had been through some stuff. He had met Jesus on the road to Damascus. In order to be a great leader, he got to be a great follower. I followed those boys years. I wasn't ready to get no ordained Mac. I followed them boys, J.D. Abel, Donnie Graham. I followed those boys, Robert Graham. I followed those boys, Big Jim Wheatley. I followed those boys, those preachers. Before I even got married, I followed those boys. Glenn Spence, all them boys, Favor Wright. I know y'all know. I followed them. And that's why I know how to act in the house of God. Because they taught me pulpit etiquette. You got to know how to act in the house of God. Because Paul said in 1 Timothy 3:15, thou art to know how to behave thyself in the house of God. It is the pillar of ground of truth. Back to Timothy. Look in the fourth chapter. Look here. Look for a minute. I'm going to leave y'all alone. I'm fighting. Some of you sitting right in here now is fighting in your own household because that demon that got up in there. He don't come when you welcome in. He gonna come in when you don't want him in. Now what kind of man is that? My mama said, don't go to nobody's house. You ain't welcome in. He ain't welcome in my house, but he still come in there. Amen. Walk. You ain't got to welcome him in. He gonna come in anyway. And when he come in, he always come in with some old mess. Be years ago, you forgot about it. Here they come. That's why I'm trying to get my family together. To keep, get their behinds in our line. Don't you know that the kingdom of God is the precious thing? The Bible says in Matthew 13:45, there was a merchant man seeking godly pearls. And when he found that pearl, he went and sold all he had. Just to get that pearl. And as I told him yesterday, I didn't go to Yale University, no. I didn't go to LSU, I didn't go there. I was a black sheep of the family. But when I found Jesus, I went to the University of Jesus. And he taught me how to love in spite of them. He taught me how to love people when they talk about me. He taught me how to love them anyway. He taught me how to give my money so I can be blessed. He taught me how to go to the hospitals. He taught me how to go to the nursing home. He taught me how to meet people where they at and don't get so big. He taught me how to get down on their level. If they're alcoholics, still get down and say, I've been there myself. yourself. And I know what you're going through, but there's a man that can save you just like he did me. I know a man that took alcohol out of my blood. I know a man that took drugs out. I know a man that was delivered. Take somebody here and say, I'm fighting. I'm fighting. I know it get hard sometimes, but I'm fighting. I know it sometimes you feel like just throwing in the towel every now and then. But I'm going to pick my old towel back up. I can throw it down, but I'm going to pick it back up every time. Because I know the man that I know, that he been good to you and me. I'm talking about Jesus Christ, sweeter than the honeycomb. I don't know no man that can save you and can do you like Jesus. I was in a junkyard and you were too, but thank God for his grace and mercy, his sufficiency. I take pleasure in Jesus Christ because I know if I go to him and if I go and tell him all about my problems, he's not going to tell my sister, he's not going to tell my brother, he's not going to tell my wife. All he's going to do is say, I'm going to work it out for you. But while I'm working it out, I want you to wait upon the Lord. And I want you to walk with patience with me, because I did say, wait upon the Lord. Be of good courage. Wait, I say, upon the Lord.
Wait.
Psalms 27 and 14. But let's back that up down here. He said, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. I feel good now. I was kind of tired. You know what I'm talking about? But the Lord gives you strength.
Yeah,
see, one thing about it, when you're trying to do the work of the Lord, you ain't got time for foolishness. You don't want to hear all the no argument. I don't like no argument. My mama tell you right now, I raised Eugene. She know me. She said, Eugene don't believe in no argument. He like peace all the time. I like quietness so I can hear when the Lord talk to me. Because see, when you're always in confusion and all that, that's the devil. Because the Bible says he's the author of confusion.
Right.
Huh? He's the author of confusion.
Yeah.
If you've got the Holy Ghost in you, and when people come to you with mess, you'll turn mess into power. You'll say, when people come to you and try to talk about somebody, you'll say, yeah, I don't know, but let's just pray for them. That's the kind of language you'll use. And when you get upset today, and then the next minute, you got all about it. Yes, I am. I may be mad one moment, but the next, I'm not going to wake up in the morning with all kinds of, man, you crazy. When the Bible said, let not the sun go down on your wrath. Ephesians chapter 4:26. Go read this in there. Let not the sun. We be holding grudges for 2 and 3 days. Man, don't you know you go straight to hell with that foolishness? The Bible said, how can I forgive my brother, my sister? They say 7 times. He said, 7 times 7. You want to know what the scripture is in 18? Is in there? 18th chapter. Go read. It's there. No, 16 chapter, I'm sorry. When he said that, do me and say it, I am. Some say Jeremiah. Some say Isaiah. Some say one of the prophets. Then he turned to somebody and said, now, Peter, you tell me, because I know my daddy just revealed it to you in my mind. Oh, God, son, ain't Jesus something? They tried to throw him off a cliff in the 4th chapter.